Okay, so today is the solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And I'd like to keep this very simple. So a very simple way to explain this celebration is to state that because Mary is the mother of Jesus, who is God the Son, made man for us, she can be rightly called the Mother of God. And to deny Mary this title is to deny the divinity of Christ. So as long as we accept that Christ, who came into this world, is God the Son made man, then the woman who gave birth to him is the mother of God. This celebration in no way admits the divinity of Mary. The church has always affirmed that Mary is not divine, but she is as close to divinity as any creature can get. She is the daughter of the Father, the mother of the Son, and the spouse of the Holy Spirit. God prepared a special role for Mary in his plan of salvation. And this role fit perfectly into God's redeeming plan. God's eternal plan for creation and redemption is not just to establish a kingdom, but to build a family. And that's why in the Old Testament we heard about covenant. And covenant is a way of bringing people into a family bond. That's the reason you have all the covenant, because God's desire is to build a family. Typically, a family consists of a father, a mother, and the children. In his plan of salvation, God designed his family to reflect the basic unit of the human family. In God's great family, God is our father, Mary is our mother, Jesus Christ is our older brother, and you and I are united in love through the Holy Spirit. As children of God, it is to our greatest benefit to have a sweet relationship with Mary. In John's Gospel, chapter 19, when Jesus was about to die on the cross, he gave us his mother. John 19, 26 says, Jesus saw his mother and the disciples he loved standing there, so he said to his mother, "Behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." Mary is a gift to us from God to help us grow in the faith and walk the path that leads to our salvation. Like every good mother, Mary cares so much for our everyday life here on earth and for our final salvation. And I've seen the hand of Mary, the presence of Mary, the guidance of Mary in the lives of many people that I've met in the course of my ministry. And one very important experience is the story that one of our parishioners shared with me. And it is very powerful to me because before her conversion, she was completely a non-believer, not just a Christian. She didn't believe in God or anything supernatural. But for some reasons, God started drawing her to himself. And she has shared this story with some of you, especially those who belong to the Rosary group. So she said that she doubted anything about God, his existence. And one night, especially, she was thinking about Mary too, and what's this Mary all about? Then she said she had a dream. And in this dream, that there are so many black dots on the plain wall, but there was one particular white dot there. And suddenly, that white dot started getting bigger, started expanding. And an image of a woman came out from that dot with hands outstretched this way. And within a second, another image of a man came out from that woman. And she woke up. She didn't understand the meaning of this dream. She said she shared this dream with some of our parishioners here, and they told her that That explains that we come to Jesus through Mary. And I said, that is powerful. Because that's the teaching of St. Louis Maria de Montfort. He says that the Catholic devotion to Mary is that we come to Christ through Mary. That was a powerful theological statement. And I don't know how those women were able to understand that. And you see, Mary gave this special dream. I usually don't pay attention to dreams very well, but this is a very unique dream to someone who knows nothing about Mary. But that divine revelation was given to her that all we do as Catholic is to go to Christ through Mary. And that's why the woman appeared first, and then Jesus came out from that woman. Most of the very holy people I have met in my life have a very strong devotion to Mary. I lived with two different founders of religious orders at different points in my priesthood, and both are very dedicated to praying the rosary daily. From my experience, I also noticed that when someone begins to grow in intimacy with the Lord, especially if they are Catholic, they begin to gravitate towards Mary. They discover a deep need to have her in their life. They discover that she is a sweet, loving mother. Today, I urge every one of us to continue to get very close to Mary. Last year, in 2019, I did my consecration to Mary. And I must share with you that it has been a very powerful, beautiful experience for me. I feel the presence of Mary very closely. I feel her protection. And last year was the only year that I've said the rosary more consistently. And I continue to enjoy the benefit and the fruit. So I encourage you to also make that dedication to pray the rosary daily. When you grow in holiness, what happens to you is you begin to realize that you need the help of Mother Mary, you need her support, you need her guidance, and she's able to help us in this journey towards heaven. I will share three short Marian songs with you to honor this great solemnity. As many of you know, my background is very charismatic, but getting very close to Mary, I'm beginning to discover the sweetness of this relationship with her. And to honor her and for all she's been doing for me, I want to share this medley Marian devotion songs with you. The first one says, "We have a loving mother." We used to sing it when we were in a Block Rosary Crusade, and it's very powerful. It's also done in my own language and one other language that I understand. So maybe I could do that too. And the second song says, "Behold thy mother," John's Gospel chapter 19. And the third one says, "Mary must be honored." We have a loving mother. We have a loving mother. We have a loving mother. Loving Mother, Virgin Maria. We have a loving mother. We have a loving mother. We have a loving mother. Loving Mother, Virgin Maria. Anyinwerenedima. Anyinwerenedima, Virgin Maria. Anolenogbonene, Virgo Maria. Behold, thy mother Jesus gave Mary to us. Behold, thy son he gave us to Mary. And Mary must be honored, 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 A mother must be honored in my life every day. So can we do that one together? It's beautiful. Mary must be honored, Lord, honored, honored. A mother must be honored in my life every day. Mary must be honored.